3568 Moody and Mead South.
How can I help you?
I forgot to mention this earlier when I came down from Interstate onto going on that reroute to head inbound. There was a loud noise from the back of the bus for about a mile on going, almost like a flat tire sound. And then by the time I got to Interstate, it had stopped. I'm just thinking maybe someone should check the rear end.
So flat tire sound, like bump, 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 bump.
Yeah, it was really loud, and it lasted for a while. Either something came loose and fell off and stopped making the noise, or something else, I don't know.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, you're already kind of out of range of any of the mechanics. So, did you get any warning lights or anything like that?
Say again?
Did you get any kind of warning indicators?
No, nothing.
Okay. Well, like I said, I mean, you're out of range for any of our mechanics just to do a cautionary check. So just continue to roll with it for now. Of course, if anything changes, let us know. And we will try to catch you at Rose Quarter on the way back through on your next trip.
Yeah, I'll try and look around the bus at Oregon City, see if anything jumps out at me that might be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, it could have just been some plastic caught in the wheels for a minute and it's flapping in the wind. I mean, who knows what it was? It's hard to say. But if the bus is running fine and the noise is gone, then I guess all you can really do is just do a walk around, open up the hatch, and look in there, see if anything looks amiss. And if nothing looks out of place, then we'll have the mechanic check it out at Rose Quarter next time through.
Copy, thank you.
You're welcome. 808.